If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Sales and Wealth Mindset Mastery. I'm Brian Delmas. I'll be your host tonight. I'm super, super excited to be on here tonight serving you guys. We've been building up for this for a few weeks, and I'm just really, really pumped to be here. I got some of my team on here with me, and look forward to just really serving you guys in a big way, learning about the sales and wealth mindset, how the world's wealthiest salespeople think and act and operate. And just a little bit about me, guys, if you don't know who I am, I'm the CEO and founder of the Matrix Success Network. We work hand in hand with Bob Proctor, working all over the world with salespeople, sales teams, solo entrepreneurs, and corporations. And I also am CEO of a couple of other companies, a construction company, I have a software company, a gaming company, and a few other things. So just to give you a little bit about my background, and we're going to dive right into this. I just want to check with my team to see if we're good. And it looks like we're pretty good. We're broadcasting here on Zoom, and we're also broadcasting live in our Wealth Mindset Facebook group. So I think we probably have somewhere around 400 people on total. And just looking for a thumbs up from my team here. Make sure we got good sound and good audio. All right. Looks good. All right, guys. So buckle up, take some notes, get ready to take some notes. We're going to hit hard and fast and furious here. And again, look forward to serving you guys. So I always like to start off some of my seminars and webinars with the story of the fly. The reason why I love this is because everybody has seen this, right? You've all seen on your windowsills, we see the fly that's trying to get out, trying to break through the glass, working harder and harder and harder. It's just buzzing and buzzing. We've all seen this. And meanwhile, right below, the window could be open, right? The path to freedom could be right in front of it. The path of least resistance could just be a 180-degree turn, right? But we'll see the fly buzzing and buzzing and buzzing, trying to break through the glass, which is physically impossible, right? And I see people do this all the time in sales and network marketing and real estate. They have blinders on, and I had blinders on for 43 years, too. I was rowing that same boat of ignorance, so I'm not claiming to be anything other than a really good student and somebody that's gained a lot of awareness working with Bob Proctor and people like Damon John and Richard Branson and the such. So we've all seen this fly, and the fly will literally exhaust all of its energy, stake its life on the direction that it's going in, trying to get through the glass, and eventually it'll die from exhaustion. Right? And this is the equivalent of somebody, you know, slaving away in a sales job that they hate or slaving away in some kind of a job that they don't like. Or maybe working even in roofing or something, physical labor, where it's just harder and harder and harder. And they think if they work harder and harder that they're going to make more money, and it's rarely ever the case. Usually what you find out is the top 1% of people that earn the wealth are working less and less, and they're using more and more leverage, and they're understanding the principles that we're going to teach you here tonight. So guys, this is what I see when I commute on the highway, right? This is what I see. I see people that are struggling, they're frustrated, they're in their cars, and it always reminds me of this picture of people just kind of going in the wrong direction, driving to jobs that they hate, and just trying to work harder and harder and harder. So we're going to change all that here tonight. For those of you that are in sales or network marketing or real estate, we're going to give you some ammunition and some tools and some options at the end here too that could literally change your life. So again, stay tuned, take some notes, and we'll get into this. All right, so first of all, guys, I want to get you thinking. I'm not here to just talk to you and give you a bunch of stuff, take some notes. I want to get you really thinking. Let me just get in a note here. Let's see. Oh, that made it bigger. Just removing the box here. Let me do that. So I want to get you guys thinking. And I don't want to just dictate a bunch of information to you. I want you to really think. I'm not really here to teach you sales, right? I'm not here to teach you real estate. I'm not here to teach you network marketing. I'm here to teach you about the mindset, right? About the human mindset. And what you're really going to get here is centuries old It's not my information. It's not even Bob Proctor's information. It's about the wealth mindset. We're going to apply this towards sales. Right? So I'm here to teach you about the mind. And a lot of people, when you think about the mind, you think the brain, right? And the mind is no more the brain than your fingernail or your heart or your skin. The mind is movement, right? So we don't even know what the mind is, and we're trying to change the mind all the time. So we're going to shift your guys' paradigm and shift your awareness. And we're going to teach you how to use this and really put this information to work to teach you to think and act and operate like the top 1% of sales professionals. All right, guys, so a few fun facts here. 96% of the world's wealth is earned by 1% of the people, especially in sales. I mean, if you guys know Grant Cardone, he's in real estate, but he's a salesman, right? But 96% of the world's wealth is earned by 1% of the people. Why is that? Especially in sales. I mean, most of the money is earned by the top fraction of 1% in sales. And in real estate and corporate sales, it's the people that are only at the top that really win in a big way. And it's no different. Think about real estate, right? 85% of real estate agents never sell a single listing. They get their license. They reach out to try to break the ice and sell. They hit a couple of walls. They curl up in a ball, and they go back to being a school teacher. Nothing wrong with being a school teacher and nothing wrong with being a realtor. These are just statistics. This is not – I didn't make this stuff up. This is factual, right? And the same thing with real estate. Network marketing. Right, about 65% of network marketers fail to ever make significant money. Well, if you're in network marketing, you're in sales. If you're in real estate, and you're in sales. If you're recruiting, pretty much almost everything we do, there's some form of sales. So why such high failure rates, right? And more importantly, guys, this statistic always breaks my heart. 93% of people get to retirement age, and they have to work second jobs. Think about that. Even in America, the richest country in the world, people get here and they basically stay stuck. And the reason why there's so many older poor people is because there's so many young poor people that never take the time to raise their level of awareness and wealth building. But guys, we're going to give you some information here that's going to change the way you understand sales and help you 10x your sales and obviously your income. But this is really the reason, guys. We are not taught how to build wealth, significant wealth in schools, right? We're not taught decision-making. We're not taught self-image. We're not taught wealth building, certainly. I don't remember any classes called Wealth Building 1 and Wealth Building 2. I would have taken those for sure. And the biggest thing is we are not taught paradigms. I know some of you guys have probably heard the word paradigm, but we're going to teach you a little bit more about that and give you an awareness and an understanding so you can learn a little bit about the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the body, so you can use this information to shift your performance and your awareness going forward. We're going to focus on paradigms a little bit here. And I want to ask you before I flip the next slide, do you know what a paradigm is? What do you think the definition of a paradigm is? And just hold on to that image there for a second. Matter of fact, type a one in the chat box here if you know what a paradigm is. All right, so as we're talking about paradigms, guys, a paradigm is a set of mental programs that have almost exclusive control over your habitual behavior. Right? It's a multitude of habits stored in the subconscious mind from our environment. I want to say this again and really lay this down. And if you happen to be taking a swig of coffee or scrolling through Facebook, put your phone down for a second. This is really an impactful part of the webinar. The definition of a paradigm, it's a set of mental programs that have almost exclusive control over our habitual behavior. It means that there's programs stored in your subconscious mind that are controlling all of your results. So if you're in sales, your results, 5K a month, 10K a month, 50,000 a month, a million a month, are part of a program that's stored in your subconscious mind. And we're here to show you how to rewire that. When you rewire the program, you change your results. That makes sense, guys? Type a one in the chat if that resonates. And I'm going to give you another example here. Your paradigm is like the operating system in a computer. Think about it that way. You have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. We're going to get deeper into this. But it's like an operating system in a computer, like the laptop I'm speaking into right now. And that operating system has a finite set of commands, right? The computer can never outperform those commands that are in the operating system. But we can upgrade the software. The subconscious mind is identical to a hard drive. It's a data storage center. It can't accept information or reject it. There is no good or bad. It doesn't know the difference. And it doesn't know the difference between crushing $5,000 a month in sales and $500,000 a month in sales. That's all conscious awareness. And we're going to get a little deeper into this, guys. So think about your paradigm like an operating system. And here's the deal. Much like an operating system, somebody else programmed your paradigm. Right from the day you were born, I mean, you didn't choose to speak English or Spanish. You didn't choose to eat the food you were eating. You didn't choose where you were born. You didn't choose your name, right? Everything was given to you and programmed into your subconscious from your environment. Even if your parents were entrepreneurs or if they were workers, if they earned a lot of money, a little money, that all gets burned in your subconscious mind as part of the programming that you now have. So up until now, guys, our programming has not been our fault. And if anybody here is a smoker, you might want to turn this part off. Because smoking is a paradigm. Smoking is not a physical addiction. It's a mental addiction. The mind drives the body. The body doesn't drive the mind. Now, the doctors and everybody else are going to tell you that it's a physical addiction, so they can sell you all kinds of things to try to get you off of, like, the patch and Nicorette and Chantix and all these things. But it's a mental addiction. The mind drives the body. It's a program. More than likely, you grew up in a family that smoked, or when you went to school, they started smoking. Somebody around you, I mean, nobody gets the idea to just start smoking. And I remember trying cigarettes once when I was in high school, and I choked on it. I damn near killed myself. And I was like, I just didn't get it. So you literally have to, like, choke down a carton for, like, weeks before you actually build the habit and start to maybe enjoy it or something. But think about this for a minute. I'm being a little jovial here, but think about this. You literally, it's like $10 a pack. And every time you light one, you're one step closer to death. You're literally putting something in your mouth that's killing you, and you're paying to do it, and you're making the cigarette companies, you know, billions and billions of dollars, right? So this is clearly not something we would choose to do. I don't mean to beat you up if you're a smoker. What I'm actually trying to do is give you a paradigm shift here and show you how to not smoke anymore, because it's just a simple choice. The physical withdrawals that you get is vibration. It's no different than the feeling that somebody gets when they go to public speak and they want to vomit and shake. Like, your body has withdrawals when you're going to change any paradigm, not just smoking. And the key to quitting smoking, guys, number one is awareness. Number two is to not drive to the store in the first place. It's not a matter of not taking the cigarettes out of the pack. It's a matter of cutting off the source, having a pattern interrupt where you don't even have them in the first place. So smoking is a mental program stored in your subconscious mind, causing a habitual behavior. Now, a paradigm is neither good or bad. Habits are neither good or bad to the subconscious mind. It's a conscious awareness. Now, smoking is obviously a bad habit, but guess what? Wealth building and sales are habits. Selling is a habit. Contacting is a habit. Picking up the phone. Me doing this webinar. This is all habits. The information I have in my mind has been stored there, and I'm just reciting, and it's a habit, right? So the science of getting wealthy in sales is a habit. Wealth building is a habit. And the subconscious mind wouldn't know the difference between smoking and building wealth and becoming a multimillionaire. Think about that. Subconsciously, it wouldn't know the difference. Consciously, we clearly know the difference. One is constructive and one is destructive, but there is no difference in the subconscious mind. A paradigm is just a habit. So guys, when you understand what this conditioning is and that most of it was given to you by somebody else, all we really need to do is look at our results financially, mentally, physically, spiritually, and then gauge if you don't like some of your results, we have to shift the paradigm. Now, guys, we're not doing a paradigm shifting webinar here. We have stuff like that in our Matrix Mindset Academy. I'm going to give you a link for that in a little bit. We have a really cool group. But this is a sales mastery webinar. So we're going to go a little bit into the universal laws that govern the world here so that you can understand in the second part of this how it relates to sales. So I'm going to start off with a very common universal law. And this is the universal law of gravity. I want you to really think about this one again, guys. Nobody here can explain gravity. And I know that about you because I know that about me, and I'm a mechanical engineer, and the most erudite physicist in the world cannot explain gravity. We have theories. We don't have, like, this is how gravity works. We don't have that. But we've all been conditioned to get in harmony, at least at some level, with the universal law of gravity. You're not going to go to the top of the roof and jump off and say, maybe gravity won't work today. Right? So here you have this invisible, intangible force that imposes on us that we're somewhat in harmony with, but that we can't explain. Think about this, right? There's universal laws all over the place that we're not aware of, but gravity is one that we have some awareness. And take a look at what happens to human beings when we gain awareness of some of the universal laws, right? So we can't explain gravity. We can't alter gravity, but we are in harmony with it, and we can fly around the world at 600-700 miles an hour with 300 people on a 747. So we're in harmony with the universal law of gravity. Does that make sense, guys? Type a one in the chat if that makes sense about the universal laws. There's things that are going on out there that we have no control over, that we can't explain, but that we are in harmony with. Does that make sense? I'm going to give you another one here, another universal law, right? Everything in nature operates by law. And there is a universal law of vibration. And I always love the acorn story here. And this is going to tie in, so bear with me, giving you a little bit of science here, because sales is a transference of energy and vibration, right? So the universal law of vibration states that everything's in motion. This acorn, the computer, the air, your body, water, everything's in motion. This is just high school science, right? Everything's vibrating in motion. And when you take an acorn and you put it on the sidewalk, it's in a very low rate of vibration. It's not going to grow. It's not going to attract what it needs to become an oak tree. But when you take that acorn and you put it in the right environment, which would be soil, a little bit of moisture, a little bit of nutrients, you would see that acorn under a microscope, the molecular structure, start to increase its rate of vibration. I want you to think about this, and it increases. When it's in the right environment, the vibration rises, increases, higher vibration. Now, when the higher vibration of the acorn gets in motion through the laws of nature, what you would see under a microscope is nutrients and minerals and all kinds of things, little microparticles dancing towards the acorn over time. Now, this is called the law of attraction, and most people are completely ignorant about this. Now, even people say, well, I believe in law of attraction. That's like saying you believe in gravity. This is physics. This is not an opinion. So the law of attraction is actually magnetism, right? We might want to use that word instead. And you don't know why a magnet sticks to another magnet, but you know it does. It's another invisible force, right? So what happens under the microscope is when the acorn's vibration increases, it starts to attract what it needs to be the higher, bigger, fuller version of itself, and you would see all the little water particles and nutrients start to bond with the acorn, and next thing it splits and starts to grow, and over time it shoots up into a 100-foot oak tree. Now, we can't explain why it grows into an oak tree, but we can explain vibration as a first primary law, and attraction or magnetism as a secondary law that responds to vibration. Does that make sense, guys? Type a one in the chat if that makes sense at some level about vibration being a first primary law and attraction being a secondary law. Right, and this is how people attract. You raise your vibration, you attract. Grant Cardone is attracting people. I'm attracting people. Bob Proctor. We attract people from all over the world because we're always in a crazy high vibration. All right, so that's a little bit about the law of vibration. All right, so I'm going to get a little bit into the law of transmutation of energy. That's a mouthful, huh? Transmutation of energy. So much the same thing as the way that acorn turns into an oak tree. It's a transmutation of energy, right? The acorn is energy. It gets in the soil and it becomes an oak tree. That's just an energy. It's a transmutation. Then the leaves come out. The leaves fall off. It goes back into the soil. Eventually the tree dies and falls over and disintegrates. That's all a transmutation of energy. So what I'm going to show you here is an example that you will not be able to dispute. I always like to do that. I like to break this down to the science, guys. So if you're wondering about attraction and transmutation of energy, I'm going to give you some real basic analogies here so that you'll won't be able to say, well, I kind of believe in that or I don't. And most people here, you've either built a house or bought a house or you live in a house, right? So when somebody goes to build a house, what you have is a homeowner, and I was an architect and a builder for a while. You have a homeowner that has thought energy. They have an idea in their mind of the house they want to build, right? And this is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. And those homeowners, they would get with the architect, and they would start to use the English language or Spanish or whatever language. They would use voice and language to transmute energy, which sound is just movement. It's just energy. To the architect, right? They would transmute that. They would talk to the architect. They might give them pictures. And then the architect would start to design on the computer the house, and he would spit out a set of blueprints. So there's a transmutation of energy going on there. And then the architect would give the blueprints to the builder, which I used to do that as well. Matter of fact, this is one of our job sites here. It's a multi-million-dollar home in Weston, Massachusetts. And so I've been in this process. That's why I use this, right? The homeowner would talk to me. I would build the plans on the computer, and then I would hand them over to my site guy. Next thing you know, he's digging a hole, which is just a transmutation of energy. He thinks he's working. He calls this work. But it's really a succession of transmutation of energy from the homeowner giving the architect commands, giving me commands, giving the site guy commands. Next thing you know, you see the physical form of the thought energy taking place, right? And then the concrete guys show up. They pour the foundation. That's just a transmutation of energy into the physical form. Next thing you know, you get the framers, roofers, siders, plumbers, electricians, everybody else showing up, and you have a house. So I want to ask you guys something here. And again, if you happen to be scrolling on Facebook or your dog's yelling at you or kids are screaming, put everything down for a second. I really want you to pay attention to this one. Guys, I think we'll all agree that you need to think about a house before it could ever be built. Somebody needs to think with thought energy about a house before it would ever exist, right? We could think about building a house right now. But, and I think you'll agree with me on this, it's impossible to have a house just appear out of nowhere with nobody thinking about it. Would you agree with that? Type a one in the chat if you agree that we can think about a house, right? But we can't just have a house appear. Well, let me ask you this then. If that's true, if we can think about a house and we don't have to have the house, but it's impossible to have the house without thinking about it, which one is more real, the thought energy or the physical form? That one will blow your mind for a little bit. See, everything in the universe, guys, starts as thought energy. It's impossible to have anything, including a sale, in the physical world without first having the thought energy back behind it. And again, this is not a deeper dive. We teach this stuff at a very serious level with entrepreneurs. This is just scratching the surface. But I want you to understand some basic principles as we get into our seminar here. And again, guys, these are universal laws. This is not my opinion. I didn't make any of this stuff up. I've just been a really good student. And I was completely ignorant for the first 43 years of my life, rowing that same boat. So we're not going to challenge these laws, right? We're not going to go to the top of a building and challenge the law of gravity and be ignorant of the law. So why would we challenge these other laws of vibration and attraction and transmutation of energy, right? All right, so that's the science part of our sales webinar. This is probably not at all what you thought, huh? There is a science. So what? So what about these universal laws? Why am I ranting about all the science of all this stuff? The reason, guys, the reason is because sales is a transmutation of energy. Every sales transaction out there is a transmutation of energy. I don't care if it's over the phone, over the internet. I don't care if it's a Facebook ad. It is a transmutation of energy. It started as a thought idea in one person's mind. And however, whatever medium it gets put out on, it's a transmutation of energy. And you don't have to know anything about this to understand the principles we're going to go over. So don't freak out. You don't need to be a physicist to understand this. I'm just giving you information so you walk away from this webinar and you don't question where the content comes from or if it was my opinion or if there's if there's any smoke and mirrors behind this. I'm trying to give you the evidence behind it. You know what I mean? So sales is a transmutation of energy. And when we understand this stuff, you can be in the right mental, spiritual, and physical vibration to get your point across so that you have a much higher chance of selling whatever it is you're trying to sell. And I'm not talking a little bit. I'm talking like a 10x chance. There's a reason why some realtors make $5 million a year in commissions and others make $50,000 a year. They can be in the same company with the same sales training. So what's the difference, right? There's got to be a science behind this. Right. I told you I'd offer this before, guys. We have something called the Matrix Mindset Academy, giving you guys 30 free days access. If you're curious about these laws that we're talking about, if you're curious about the physics and the science behind wealth building, go ahead and text MMA to 484848. And what this is a daily live Facebook training. We have Monday night webinars, a really amazing group. It's like $19 a month or something like that. And I'm giving you a 30-day free gift here. So when you text that, MMA, to 484848, type in MMA 30 gift. So you're going to go through one screen. It's going to pop up. As you go to check out, make sure you put in MMA 30 gift because I want this to be free for 30 days. If you want to learn more about the sciences of wealth building that we've been talking about here, because again, this is a sales mastery webinar. I'm not really digging too much into shifting paradigms of, and things of that nature. All right, guys. So let's get into the meat of this stuff. Let's get into what I call the path to agreement. And this is not my terminology. Bob Proctor teaches the path to agreement. I've just become an expert at teaching it. And guys, there's only two reasons why anybody will buy anything. It always comes down to two reasons: to gain a profit or to avoid a loss. And profit doesn't have to be money. It might be weight loss. Profit is a better quality of life. So don't think money when I say profit. It could be to feel better driving a new car, or it could be to get out of debt, right? Profit would be something that is a benefit to somebody. Or the only other reason is to avoid a loss. The only reason you could sell somebody into your healthcare products or your health-related network marketing company if you can show them the loss of quality of life. Does that make sense, guys? Guys and girls, type a one in the chat if that makes sense. Two reasons. There's only two. Every single thing that will cause somebody to buy comes down to these two things: to gain a profit or to avoid a loss. And as a professional salesperson, you must ask the question and actively listen. Actively listen to your prospect's responses. By doing this, you're going to start to gather information during the sales process that's very necessary, because you've got to shift your perspective to their eyes. It doesn't matter what you like or what you think or anything about you. It is all about the other person. And if you're just thinking about yourself and what you're going to say next, you're going to just be selling on averages. And it's really tough to sell. You're going to go through a lot of numbers and you'll experience burnout. You know, how would you like to prospect 10 people and sell 9 of them? That's what we teach. I don't prospect a lot of people. We sell almost everybody we come into contact with. And I don't say that to brag or impress you. I say that to impress upon you that what we teach here is unlike anything else that anybody else is teaching. Grant Cardone doesn't teach this. Tony Robbins. Nobody teaches this stuff other than Bob Proctor and the people that he's teaching. And I'm very, very proud and honored to be Bob Proctor's top coach in the world. So we're hanging out with some pretty good companies, a good friend and a dear mentor of mine. So think about the stuff we're saying here. What might be an extremely important to one prospect may hold very little value to another. You can't just spout the same stuff to all different people, right? I mean, we have scripts. You want to have a flow. Don't get me wrong. We teach a flow, but you got to be able to adapt on the fly and feel and pick up things and get into the mind of your prospect very, very quickly. Now, this is not hard. This is actually simple. It's just not taught in most sales trainings and sales schools. All right, guys, so let's dig into a little bit. We have two parts of the mind. Now, there's many parts of the mind, but for the purposes of this webinar, there's two parts to the mind. You have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind, right? And the conscious mind is all your conscious faculties of, you know, seeing, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. This is how we process information. And this is the part of you that thinks and reasons, right? The conscious mind can accept and reject ideas. I can tell you that I can get you to $1 million a month in 12 months, and you can either accept that or reject it. But the subconscious mind does not have the ability to accept or reject. So when we can neutralize the conscious mind as a salesperson, we can put into the subconscious mind anything we want, and it will not have the ability to accept or reject it. Think about that. This is what happens under hypnosis. Under hypnosis, you're not falling asleep. You're very aware. We just neutralize the top half of your mind, the conscious mind, which is where all the paradigms are about being embarrassed or stuff like that. So when you understand this as far as sales goes, it's a superpower, right? So the thoughts you choose eventually determine the results in your life. So when we consciously choose the thought, if it's suppressed in the subconscious mind, it'll cause the body to move into action and create what you call your results in your life. So this is very important, guys, the conscious mind. The second part is the subconscious mind, right? And again, this is the subconscious mind is like a data storage center. I want you to think about this like being an operating system. It doesn't know right from wrong. This is why somebody can be a serial killer or a philanthropist, right? You could take a brand new baby, put them in one environment, they'll become a serial killer. Put them in another environment, they'll become a billionaire philanthropist. What's the difference? It's not the baby. It's not the person. It's not you. It's not me. It's almost 100% the environment, guys. That's what we, when you study this stuff at a deep level, you find that the environment is more powerful than heredity. And I can prove it to you. I know some of you are shaking your head. Bear with me. Check this out. Most of you guys know who Warren Buffett is. So I want you to close your eyes. Really do this too. Don't just Don't just listen. Close your eyes and play along with me here. I want you to imagine that instead of growing up how you did, where you did, with the parents and the lifestyle you had, and there's nothing wrong with the lifestyle you had or your parents, but I just want you to imagine something, at least financially. Imagine instead that you had grown up as Warren Buffett's son or daughter, one of the wealthiest people on the planet. I think he's worth close to $80 billion. And if you don't know who he is, he's one of the, well, probably one of the most successful investors in history, right? So imagine growing up with this man as your father. You're learning global economics, advanced mergers and acquisition. You're learning advanced stock trading strategies. You just know the stock market, like seeing the screen in the movie The Matrix with Neo. You know what I mean? You just see code and like you just see this stuff. Imagine growing up in that environment. Where do you think you'd be right now financially? Think about that. Growing up with a multi-billionaire as a father, where do you think you would be at least financially right now? That just proves it has nothing to do with you and it has all to do with your environment. So when people work with us, guys, we work with high-ticket people all over the world. We work with entrepreneurs, salespeople, sales teams, corporations. When they work with us, what we do is we change their mental environment for a 6 or 12 month period. Does that make sense, guys? When you change your mental environment, you change everything. So type a one in the chat if that resonates, if that makes sense, about environment really controlling your results. Awesome, awesome. Lots of ones in there. Yeah, I figured it would make sense because guess what? It's not my opinion. It's physics and science. None of this is my opinion. What we're trying to do is get you in tune with how this stuff works so you can make some serious changes in your life. So the subconscious mind, guys, is the most significant part of your mind. This is the power center. This is what holds all the programs. If you want to be wealthy, you want to be good at sales, you have to have a paradigm shift. You have to get rid of the old program and put a new one in. And guess what? They're not teaching this stuff at school. And this is exactly what we teach. We teach how to shift paradigms. And if you decide you want to work with us on a deeper level, guys, we will teach you exactly how to do that. So every thought in your conscious mind, right, chooses to accept. This part must accept. What I mean by that, when you get the idea in your conscious mind that, you know what, I want to get to $50,000 a month in sales. If you know how to suppress that in your subconscious mind, and we can teach that, then your subconscious mind has to grab that, accept it, and then cause the body to move into motion, maybe making 100 sales calls a day, bringing up your tonalities, bringing up your confidence, your self-image. The body is an instrument of the mind. It expresses what's in the subconscious mind. So if you smoke, that's a habit. If you sell $1 million a month, that's a habit, right? If you're in amazing shape, those are all habits. Everything we do is habits. If you put your pants on this morning, that was a habit. And guess what? You probably did that successfully. So selling $1 million a month is no different than putting your pants on. And I can prove that one to you too. When you were a baby, if I put a pair of pants in front of you, you would have had about as much chance of putting that pair of pants on as selling $1 million. Does that make sense, guys, girls? So it's all about awareness. It's all about awareness. You couldn't have put your pants on when you were born either, but you can now because you learned it. Now it's a habit. We can teach you how to sell $1 million a month or $10 million a month. Guys, there is no such thing as big or small. There's only relativity. Think about that one, right? The earth is not big or small until you compare it to a golf ball or the universe. So you got to start to play with this stuff. Earning $100,000 a month or $1 million a month is not big or small. It's just a number until you compare it to yourself or Warren Buffett. That makes sense? I figured it would. I think I'm blowing some people's minds here. So guys, part three is the body. We have a mind, a conscious mind, subconscious mind. The body is an instrument of the mind. And although this appears to be the most obvious part of you, it's actually the most insignificant part. Your spirit is what drives your body. Your mind drives the body into action. You moved into your body when you're born, and you'll move out when you pass on. But you're not going to die. Your body's going to transition. Your body doesn't actually die, by the way. It doesn't stop moving. If that was true, how would it ever turn to dust in the casket? Think about that one. Everything's always in motion. Everything's a transmutation of energy. There's nothing that's created, nothing that's destroyed. And your body is just an instrument that you express through, you create with, or some people don't. Some people create a physically depressed body and sit on a couch for 40 years. And I'm not picking on anybody that's depressed. It's just a transmutation of energy. We can cure that too. That's a different seminar. If anybody has depression, PM me. But think about that. Your body is an instrument of the mind. And some people, you know, take care of their body, right? They they express and they have a body that they live in that's healthy and wealthy and prosperous, right? And other people don't know this stuff and they don't understand. We're trying to give you a lot of awareness here. So the body is a physical representation of you. You are not your body. Your body is a representation of your thoughts and actions, right? So the thoughts and images that you consciously choose are impressed on the subconscious mind, which is in every cell of your body, and it must move the body into action. It must. You're either going forward or backwards. There's no such thing as a steady state. So you're either moving forwards into success and prosperity and abundance, or you're moving backwards into depression, anxiety, procrastination. Either way, it's a transmutation of energy. You can't stop that, right? So we got the thoughts that control the feelings, and the feelings control the actions, and your actions control your results. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this, guys. This is how the typical masses think. And this is how we're all programmed. And guys, like I said, no judgment here. I was rowing that same boat for 43 years of ignorance. And I'm just blessed that I bumped into a mentor and had the presence of mind to push through my financial paradigms and invest heavily in myself. Thank God I didn't. Thank God he pushed me a little bit. All right, so this is how the typical masses think. We look at our results. We look at the bank account. We look at our body. We look at everything, and it causes our thinking. Now, that same thinking causes our feelings, right? Now, feelings is nothing more than a conscious awareness of the vibration that you're in. Think about that one. If you feel sad, what you're telling me is that you're consciously aware that you're in a low vibration. And if you feel excited, you're saying I'm consciously aware that I'm in a high vibration, right? And you're going to get the recording of this, guys, so don't worry about it. You don't have to take too many notes. A lot of this stuff you're going to catch more the second, third, and fourth time. So when we look at our results, it causes our thinking, causes the feelings. The same old feelings cause the same old actions. This is why people do the same thing day after day after day, and they expect different results. Guys, this is how we want to think. We're going to teach you to think like the 1%. Never mind what you think is possible, right? We want new thinking. New thinking. Don't look at your results. Don't look in the mirror at your body. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at your performance. That's not what we want more of. What we want is new thinking and new feelings. New feelings are a high vibration. Remember what I said about high vibration? Richard Branson, Grant Cardone, myself, Bob Proctor, we are high vibrating people, right? Our mind, our movement, our body, everything is in a high vibration. Therefore, we attract and we create results. So new thinking causes new feelings or higher vibrations. Higher vibrations cause new actions. It puts the body into motion. New action, guys, this is not rocket science, cause new results. That makes sense? Type a one in the chat, guys, if this makes sense. I want you to burn this image into your mind of how this is not rocket science. You've got to just start with new thinking. Stop thinking fear, doubt, lack, worry. Don't think about your bills. Your bills are going to come anyway, either way. Only think about what you want, guys, and you'll move into action with what we're talking about here. All right, so let's get into the actual sales part of what we're doing, the sales training part. 95% of sales is mindset, guys. That's why I spend so much time on mindset. You don't really need to know much about sales except a few key words, right? But take a look at this picture. There's a lot going on here. This is the graphical representation of a salesperson and a prospect, right? And I want you to start seeing your prospect like these pictures. When you look at somebody, they have a conscious mind, they have a subconscious mind, and they have a body. Most of what they're going to do and interact with you is a habit, right? So you're going to use your words, which is energy. If I was speaking Chinese right now, not many people, if any, would know what was going on. It would sound like nothing. So sound has to be on the right frequency in order to understand it. And sound is energy, so it's a transmutation of energy. So we use words, we use gestures like our hands to paint a picture. The cause, right? We lean in, we lean back, we raise our voice, we lower our voice, we lower our voice and pull back. It pulls people in, right? And then we use writing to articulate. So that's in the conscious mind. Now, subconsciously, guys, and this is the part that nobody has any idea about in sales, we are projecting a vibration. You can't not do this. If you're going in there and you're like, man, I need this sale. I need this sale. I haven't sold anything in weeks. I haven't sold a house in 6 months. If you're doing that, I don't care what you look like, what you dress like, what you're saying, or what house you have to sell. People are going to feel that. It's intuition. It's vibration. They can't choose not to feel it. There's no choice here, guys. This is physics. This is science, not an opinion. So we always have a vibration. Have you ever been around somebody? You're like, man, it just doesn't feel good to be around this person. That's what it is. And if you need further proof, go to your high school reunion. There's certain people, when you walk in that room of a couple of hundred people, you'll see them. You're like, boom. You'll be like, I haven't seen you in years, man. You'll run right over, big hug. Well, that's two magnets coming together. That's attraction. That's frequency and vibration. And there's other people that you will avoid because it doesn't feel good to be around them. That's intuition. It's vibration. They're in a low vibration. You might be in a high one. Or they might be in a really high vibration and you're introverted. You're in a low vibration. That's what that is, guys. We want to understand this stuff. You got to make this stuff be in alignment. Your words, your gestures, your writing, and your internal message. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. And again, guys, this is physics, right? You're not going to go home or you're not going to go over to your light, look at the light bulb and expect the light to turn on before you turn the switch, are you? I mean, that would alter the rules of physics. Think about this. You would never expect the light to come on with no cause. This, everything is cause and effect. There's no such thing as an effect without a cause. So if we have to turn a light switch on in order to get light, then we have to be in the right vibration in order to make a sale. It's physics. You got to be in tune. People would call this, by the way, building rapport. This is what rapport is. If you read books by, I don't know, Zig Ziglar or something, they teach how to build rapport, but they don't teach you the science of what that is. What you're doing is matching frequencies, right? Oh, man, I got kids in college too. Man, that's a bitch, right? Paying for that college. Or, you know what? I have a child that has autism too, right? Relating to somebody. What you're doing, building rapport, you're matching frequencies. And when you do that, you neutralize the conscious mind, and then you can sell. That make sense, guys? Awesome. Let's get back into it. So, guys, step one, there's a few different steps here, about five steps in to ensure a good sale. Number one is attention. You got to grab somebody's attention. When I told that story of the fly in the beginning, some of you might have laughed, but I probably certainly got your attention because it's just kind of, if you've never heard that story before, number one, it makes sense, right? People try harder and harder and harder doing the same thing. That's the definition of insanity. We need to look behind us, around us. We need to switch gears. We need to get out of our own way, right? So grab people's attention. Have something that's going to grab their attention. Your appearance will grab their attention. Your tonalities will grab their attention. Your handshake, what it feels like, which is a transference of energy, right? When you're shaking hands with somebody, instantly, right, that vibration goes from hand to hand. And if you doubt me on that one, grab somebody's hand and put your finger in the light socket. If you don't think energy translates from person to person, right? So you got to grab their attention. You got to break down that preoccupation barrier. They're going to be on their phone. They're thinking of 100 things before they sit down with you and get on the phone. And if you're on a phone call, trust me, they're looking at the computer. They're doing 100 other things. You got to, boom, you got to grab their attention. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways we got to do that. Once you get their attention, guys, you got to create interest, right? You got to create interest. At the beginning of this webinar, I told you guys, I gave you some statistics that 85% of salespeople in real estate quit. They never make any money. So hopefully that gets your attention because we're going to teach you how to be part of the 15% that does make money, significant money, right? That's a way to grab interest. Telling a story grabs interest. Using fascination, shock, horror, right? Different things. This is how you grab their interest, right? And the first thing, guys, is to get interested in it in yourself. Whatever you're selling, you better damn well be interested in it. If it's a property, man, you better love that property like you're going to buy it yourself. And I don't mean falsely doing this. I mean, get into the property. Find out what's good about it. Like, what's cool about it? You know what I mean? If you're in network marketing, you better love your products. And if you don't, you better find a new company because more than likely you're going to fall flat on your face unless you're just an unconscious competent, which is like one in a million. You're going to be in love with what you're doing. You're going to be interested, right? And then you're going to be interested in the other person. Now, here's the beautiful part about this for all of you people that are shy or introverted. When you really focus on the other person, I mean all about the other person, all the fears go away. If you have fear at all, if you're nervous, it's because you're thinking about yourself. What do I look like? What am I going to say? What if I screw up? Fear, doubt, and worry, right? If you're just interested in the other person, all that goes, I promise you, it goes away. This is how people overcome the fear of public speaking. All right, so part of this, guys, we're going to use our words. I want to help you. This is what I was telling you, a double-binded message, right? If you're saying, I want to help you, man, it's all about you. I'm going to help you lose this weight. I'm going to help you sell that home, buy a home. But in your subconscious mind, you're saying, I have to make this sale. No bueno, man. It's a double binding message for all of you psychologists out there. You're going to give a vibration off to somebody. They're going to feel it. Like, this dude just wants my money. You don't have to say anything. They'll feel it long before you even enter the room. right? Vibration, thought energy travels at the speed of light, 186,300 miles per second. So if you're going to that sales meeting with doubt and worry, I got to make this sale, you're broadcasting that like a radio station. And if that person's tuning in, man, they're going to feel it, man. This meeting I got with John, I don't know, maybe I should just, I think I'm going to bag this. Any of you getting ghosted a lot? This is why. So think about this, right? Subconscious and conscious, guys, we got to be in alignment. We got to be positive. Yes, I can help you. Yes, your interests are the best interest. It's not about the commission. The commission will just be the result of providing good service. You get in harmony with that, guys. Talk to the top leaders in network marketing, real estate, corporate sales, top recruiters. They make it their passion. They make it their life's purpose to serve people. And that's all they focus on. When they do, the results, the effect from that cause will be piles and piles of money. That makes sense, guys? Type a one in the chat if you sell that way, or type a one in the chat if you're starting to see how this works. Why top salespeople sell, right? Because they're in alignment. Spirit, intellect, body, everything's in alignment. Their gestures are in alignment. Their speech is in alignment. Their vibration is high, saying, I want to help you. I'm here to serve you. I don't care if it's this house. I don't care if I have to show you 100 houses. I am here to serve you. Does that make sense? That's what we got to do, guys. We got to get in alignment, mind, body, and soul. And step three, guys, we're going to build that desire. Some of you are going to people selling something they don't know they need. In my business, we sell people something they don't even know they need. Most of you on this webinar probably had no idea about the science of wealth achievement, the mind, the body, the conscious, subconscious, and the body. There's wealth principles. When we work with somebody, I usually have to highlight to them that they're broken. Imagine that. I got to say, listen, You're broken. You didn't know you were broken. And you didn't know why your results weren't happening. You don't know anything about the transmutation of energy or paradigms or how they got there. But you have years, about 40 years of virus code, and I'm here to clear that up. So I believe me when I tell you, we have to build desire. Some of our coaching goes north of $100,000, $250,000 a year for personal coaching. So if I don't neutralize the mind and build desire, nobody's buying that. Now, why would somebody spend $250,000 a year with us? Think about that one. Because we get results, right? If somebody's making $1 million, they want to get to $10 million. $250,000 is nothing, right? So it all depends on that. But we got to build desire. Look at this phrase here by Wallace Wattles. It says, desire is the effort of the unexpressed possibility within, seeking expression without through your action. Think about that. Desire is the effort of the unexpressed possibility. Yes, you have the possibility to get to $50,000 a month within seeking expression to and through your body, right? Without through your action, right? That was Wallace Wattles. I love that saying. And when you shared an idea with your prospect and you're emotionally involved and they can feel it, and the prospect has accepted the idea as a logical idea, the prospect will turn the idea over to the subconscious mind. You know what? It's probably a good idea to buy this, I don't know, isogenic shakes. It's probably a good idea. I've been eating like crap for 40 years. My body's a mess. If I keep doing the same thing, I'm going to keep on getting the same results. So if you've done a good job neutralizing the mind, building a story, educating them on what you're doing, their subconscious mind is going to take over and stroke a check, and it'll be a habit. They won't even know. They won't even know why they're doing it. Think about that. So what we're doing is planting seeds, and we're pushing them through the conscious mind and into the subconscious using language and gestures and tonalities and vibrations. That makes sense, guys? So this is why they call it the art of selling. There's a science to selling, but there's also an art to selling, and that's what we work with. So guys, by the way, what you're getting here is like 20 minutes of a snapshot of like a six-hour training that we do in the Path to Agreement. So you're just getting the highlights. I'm just trying to give you guys some information. So that it causes you to think, and maybe you decide to work with us, maybe not, but I want to leave you better off than we found you. So keep in mind, guys, the prospect, the subject we are referring to, right, is going to assist the prospect to either gain a profit and or avoid a loss, whatever that is, right? Gain a profit, lose some weight, teach them how to make money, gain a home, or avoid a loss. You know, you're in foreclosure. We have a program with a debt consolidation program, we can help you avoid the loss of your foreclosure, right? So always remember that. Always be thinking that. How can I help them gain a profit or avoid a loss? You do those two things, either one or both, they're buying. They're buying all day long. That's how human beings have survival mechanisms. We're always trying to, well, reproduce, but we're always trying to survive and seek shelter and gain profit and avoid losses. Think about that. These are primal things, right? And again, guys, the only thing that can grow is the thing we give energy to. The only thing that can grow, fear or faith, is the thing that we give energy to. Right? I love that saying by Emerson. The only thing that can grow, abundance or lack, is the thing we give energy to. So what are you giving energy to 24/7, 365? Are you thinking $100,000 a month in commissions? Are you thinking, how the F am I going to do that? Think about that, guys. This is science and physics. Guys, step four is action. Closing the seal is merely the natural conclusion to an amazing presentation. Quite typically, guys, I will have people, as it comes to the end, they're ready. They ask me, so how do we get started? You know you've done a good job. So, all right, how do we get started? You don't even have to ask a closing question. But the closing question I do like to ask, if you need one, and my main man, Kenny Coleman, loves this one, you're going to hear from him in a little bit, is, are you up for doing this together? Guys, if you get nothing from this webinar, write that down. Are you up for doing this together? There's a lot of NLP in there. It implies that we're doing this together. Instead of saying, are you ready to buy? Do you want my product? Right? Do you want to buy this? They can say yes or no. That. Are you up for doing this together? It's just a very nice, we're doing this together. It's just a really good closing statement. It's the best one that I've found so far, guys. So the close is just a natural progression. And guess what? You have to ask them to buy. So many people get to the sale and they just, their paradigm kicks in and they just don't ask. Are you up for doing this together? I would really value you as a customer. Would you like to be my customer? You have to ask that question, guys. Matter of fact, we teach people how many times you want to be able to say at the end of the week, how many times you ask that? Are you up for doing this? Would you like to be my customer? Are you up for doing this? Would you like to join my business? That's the only metric you want to track, right? So your prospect must be in a harmonious vibration with you in order to have that happen, guys. So make sure you have a good action and a good close. And guys, the results, right? You want to make sure your prospect has bought when you're selling, that they become your new client. It's very common for them to want to experience a mental reaction. They get buyer's remorse, right? So make sure you're reassuring them. You know, John, thank you so much for being a client. Thank you so much for coming in. I look forward to working with you. All of our clients get amazing results. You know, the nutrition shakes, what we're doing here, they're going to work over time, blah, blah, blah. So make sure you reassure your client, guys, all right? All right, what I want to do now, I want to bring on my main man, Kenny Coleman. So I want to make sure this is not in the way here. Let me put it down there. Kenny Coleman was a client of ours. I'm going to let him tell his story, but he's a young man, 23 years old, still 23, out of Florida. And he came to us in sales earning about $2,000 a month. So what I want to do is have Kenny come on here, and I'm going to unmute him and see if he is with us.
Mr. Yep, Brian, can you hear me?
Hey, Kenny, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing great. What's up, guys?
Awesome. I wanted to bring you on, brother, but for two things, right? Number one, you're a good example of how you go from zero to hero in sales. But number two, guys, we're going to be offering a chance to work with us on our sales team as an affiliate or a sales company. Kenny now works with us. So he's an amazing example, and I want to get him on here, just describe a little bit of his story and what it's like to work with us. So take it away, my brother.
Yeah, guys. First of all, drop a one in the comments if you guys have got value out of this so far. I mean, this is some amazing stuff. You know, before I got introduced to this stuff and I started working with Brian, you know, one thing I want you guys to know, I started working with Brian as a client first. As a client first, I was in a space where I had really been struggling. I've been in the entrepreneurship space, in the sales space, in the commission space for over 3 years now, maybe 3 to 4 years. I've been in it. A lot of you guys have complete control over your income because you're in commissions, you're in network marketing, you're a realtor, you're in some type of sales, you're a business owner. I've been in that space for 3 years. And up until 6 months ago, I had really struggled and really, you know, I couldn't break the $2,000 to $3,000 a month range. And it was really because, you know, I had a $2,000 to $3,000 a month paradigm and I didn't know it. And so no matter how hard I would work, I was just like that fly at the beginning of this webinar. I would work super hard, and maybe my income would shoot up from $2,000 to $2,500. And then maybe if I had a down month, it would go down to $1,500, but then it would come back up to $2,500. But I could never get out of that $2,000 to $3,000 range. And I started working with Brian. I made the decision. And, you know, I actually sold my car to get started in this program. That's how serious I was about making a change. I sold my car because the car wasn't making me any money. But I sold my car. Some of you guys that are on here can attest to that and remember that and remember me going through that. But I sold my car to get started in this program, just walking on faith and just knowing that I really needed to shift my paradigm. I started working with Brian on, and really the stuff you guys learned tonight was the tip of the iceberg. I started going in deeper with Brian, really learning this stuff, doing the work to shift my paradigm. A month and a half in working with Brian, my income shot up to around $5,000. Most money I'd ever made. Within a month and a half of working with Brian, I had doubled my income. Within 4 months, by July, I had my first $10,000 month. Within six months of the program, I was having $10,000 weekends. I had been in this space for 3 years. Why was none of this stuff ever happening before? It's not a coincidence. It's because I started to truly work on my inner self and shift my paradigm. And that's what type of results, you know, can happen when you start to try to, when you start to do that type of work. And it's a really testament to our program and Brian Dalmasso. I mean, you guys, he's taken this exact information that he's taught me, and he's going to be teaching you guys to go from having one stream of income 5 years ago to over 12 streams of income now, you know, and it's just ridiculous. He's Bob Proctor's number one coach in the entire world. And so that's a little bit about my story, guys. I hope you guys got a little bit of value from that.
Yeah, Kenny, thanks, brother. Can you hear me again?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, I wanted to bring you on. You're such a good example, because it's one thing to bring a 55-year-old salesperson that's a seasoned veteran and bring them up to, you know, 10, 20K a month and, push them towards 100K a month by the end of the year. But it's different, I think, to take a 23-year-old youngster such as yourself and be able to do that same thing, you know. So I appreciate you coming on. You've been a blessing to work with, and you're an amazing asset to the team. So really good to have you. So. Awesome, guys. So now I want to ask you guys, what is it that you want, right? What is it that you want, out of life, I guess, out of sales? Let me just change the video here. Bear with me. There we go. What is it that you want out of sales, out of your life, out of your career, out of what we're doing here? You know, would you like to learn how the most successful people think, how the most successful seven-figure earners think? Guys, type a one in the chat. No kidding around now. I'm not just saying throw fluffy numbers out, but if you really would like to learn the science of how seven-figure salespeople think and act and operate, type a one in the chat. More importantly, click on this link here. One of my team's going to put this link in the chat for you guys. So make sure you're looking at the chat. We have an application. We are starting a 20-person, six-month mastermind. There's a lot of people. I think we got almost 80 something people on here, but we got a couple hundred people on the Facebook. So, probably 300 people on this webinar. We're going to take 20 people. It's not for everybody. This is obviously a serious masterclass. But we're going to take 20 people. And if you're interested in learning more, click on the link here and fill out an application. And we're going to take a look at it, see where you're at. There's some questions on there. And, for the people that are hungry, for the people that are, you know, really wanting to move forward. But actually, it's for people like myself. When I was 43 years old and I hit that wall and I was twice divorced, living in a condo, I said, you know what? Enough is enough. My way's not working. And I ponied up, man. It was $30,000 for a week. I took a program with Bob Proctor, and the rest has been history. Like Kenny said, you know, multiple revenue streams, multiple seven-figure companies. So if you're at that stage of the game and you've had enough is enough, we're looking for those 20 people. Everybody else, I mean, you can fill out the application. We'll follow up. We have complimentary coaching calls, stuff like that. We're here to help everybody. But if you're one of the serious people, go ahead and click on that link and really figure out, you know, what it is you want. All right. And here's the thing, guys. Like I said before, sales is 95% mindset. Think about that. The It's not at all what they tell you. It's 95% mindset. Everything is life. You could be an athlete. Tom Brady, like I said, 95% mindset, 5% skill set. The mind drives the body into action. Think about that. If you guys know David Goggins, that Navy SEAL, he runs 130-mile races nonstop in 135-degree weather. The mind drives the body. 95% mindset, 5% skill set. So you got to ask yourself how much you know about the mindset. And that's what we teach. And we teach sales, but we teach more mindset, right, between the conscious, subconscious, and the body. So go ahead and click on that link, guys, if you want to learn more about that 20-person masterclass, the 6-month masterclass, mastermind. And also, if you would like to work with us, now this is for people, we're looking for serious salespeople. We're not trying to take 100 people on and train them from the ground up. But if you're in sales at a fairly high level, if you're in network marketing at a high level, or any kind of a sales job, and you don't like your job, or you're hitting ceilings, and every time you hit a commission cap, they lower it, and they keep changing your pay structure. There's another link on there. Click on the same link, and you'll see it says an application to join our sales team, to screen and join our sales team. And we're building a team, an international team all over the world, and we work with everything from individuals to small companies to large corporations. We don't have any caps whatsoever. We have a very generous commission structure. There's no territories. You can work from home. I work from home right now. This is what I look like when I'm doing sales. You can see me here. And full-time, part-time from home. So go ahead and click on that link if you have an interest in working with us. Because we'd love to work with some clients. Kenny was a client. That's why I had him on. And now we're working together. We spent last week training with Bob Proctor from Toronto. So Kenny was pretty stoked about that. So click on the link in the chat. It should be in there. Or you can take a snapshot of this page here and type in the link. So guys, everybody needs mentors. I don't care who you are. And I know some of you are shaking your head. I don't need a mentor. Everybody needs mentors. And as in line with the rest of the webinar, I'm going to prove that to you. So I have Bob Proctor. Bob Proctor had Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale had Napoleon Hill, who wrote this little book, Think and Grow Rich. And you might wonder why I'm able to just pick this up at any time on my desk. That's a shameless plug. You should probably buy that book. And Napoleon Hill had Andrew Carnegie, who's the world's first billionaire. So none of this is my opinion. This is the science of the ages. This is the wealth mindset of the ages. And all these people here were salesmen. Think about that. Every single person in this page, this picture, they were CEOs of corporations, but they were selling. They were in sales. That's what they did. So we all need mentors, guys. And again, like everything else, I'm going to prove it. You never would have learned to walk without a mentor. We call these things parents. But if you didn't have that person holding your hand, walking by you, demonstrating by their actions, I could have given you a book on walking and you would just as likely eaten it and drooled on it as anything else. Nothing would have happened. So it's not in the books, guys. We can have the books and we can go to the 3-day seminars, but if you don't have a mentor for a period of time, you're probably not going to succeed at a very, very high level. Now, I'm not here to tell you you want to succeed at a high level. I'm just saying if you want to succeed, then you got to do something different. You got to get into some mentorship, whether it's me or somebody else, that doesn't really matter. But you want to research this stuff and follow somebody, right? Follow somebody that's demonstrated by their actions that they know what the hell they're talking about. And we're the number one coach in the world with Bob Proctor. So my actions would say that I know a thing or two about the wealth mindset and about sales. That makes sense, guys? Type one in the chat if that makes sense about the mindset really driving the whole deal here. All right, one of the things that Bob said to me when he was beating me up in the early days before I was making the decision, it didn't take me too long to make it. He said, if you don't invest in yourself, you really expect to win. Man, that one hit me like a sledgehammer in the gut. If you don't invest in yourself, you really expect to win. I don't mean just money. I mean time, energy, studying instead of golfing. If you don't invest in yourself, you really expect to win. That one stuck with me. I wanted to share that quote because for those first 43 years, I wasn't winning. You know, I had a pretty good life, no complaints whatsoever, but I wasn't winning at a high level like we are now. And this quote really stuck with me, guys. So commitment, what is commitment? Dr. Kenneth Blanchard said there's a difference between interest and commitment. When you are interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. Think about this one. But when you're committed to something, you accept no excuses and only results. So guys, if you're committed to 10X in your sales, click on the link. If you're committed to working with a world-class sales team, click on the link. But if you're just interested, honestly, don't click on the link. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time either. And we're not here to just sell everybody into a bunch of courses. We're here to impact people. If you really want to 10X your sales and you're committed, go ahead and click on this link. One of my sales team will reach out to you. We'll have a nice coaching session. Either way, you'll leave with the impression of increase. They'll give you some good value, and we'll see if it's a fit to work together. All right, everybody, so click on that link in the chat. And again, I want to give you the lineage here, guys. Andrew Carnegie, the world's first billionaire, passed this on to Napoleon Hill, passed it on to Earl Nightingale, passed it on to Bob Proctor. And now I am very, very blessed and grateful to call Bob Proctor a friend and mentor. So guys, it's been a blessing and a privilege and an honor to work with you. I'm going to leave you with this. The Definition of Insanity by Albert Einstein is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That is the definition of insanity. So again, guys, hopefully you get some amazing value out of that. Until the next time we meet, be well and God bless. You're going to get the recording of this if you signed up for the email on the Zoom. And if you're in our Wealth Mindset group, we'll post this video. We'll post a link to it so you guys can watch this over and over again. So have a great night, everybody. Be well and God bless. We'll see you soon.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want, not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.